are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Hi y'all! Hi guys! Welcome back to another episode of School Soul Square Podcast. I'm Star, aka Stella.
Whatever's clever. Shit. That's what I am.
Oh, okay.
I'm the absolute nah.
Go ahead and introduce yourself. Shit.
I go by Lupus. You can find me on Instagram at lupus.215. Click the link in my bio and it takes you to all my social media.
Okay, boo.
But I'm still the shit.
Fertilizing.
You would just stack with the people. You know, I'm the shit.
What makes you the shit? Tell the people what you do, what you into, what you about.
I rap, but it's more than just rap. To me, it's like poetry, you know?
He's definitely a poet.
Like, yeah, I can write a beat, but the true essence of rap is what it is, rhythm and poetry. So I put poetry onto a beat, and boom. That's what it is. I also draw. You won't see a lot of that.
I want to see.
You won't see a lot of it.
Why?
You might. They won't see a lot of it. I dance a little bit. You definitely won't see that.
Oh, unless you catch me on Snapchat or whatever. Just letting loose all the things right now.
What else do I do?
You're just a loose cannon already.
And then I like to break shit.
That's not. Just say loose cannon?
It's not a talent, baby. Hey.
Why do you like to break shit? What?
When I was younger, and when I say younger, I mean like 2-3 years ago, I was the type of person to, I wanted to see the world burn because it was treating me unfairly. Mm-hmm. And I felt like if I was being treated unfair, everybody else got to suffer too. So we going to break shit.
What is Scorpio thing to go through? Yeah, I just exposed him.
But that wasn't like a conscious mindset. It was, I realized I was doing that a couple of years ago.
It's what more a of like Scorpio a, thing a to go through.
Yeah, I mean, I went through my self-destructive phase. Still semi going through it. At least at this point, I can like pinpoint when I'm doing it and stop the behavior. Mm-hmm. But you know, sometimes it pops up and you know, shit happens.
So what's the word? I'd say that's a graduation in self-awareness. It sounds like
graduate, nigga.
I mean, told you know, next level.
No, listen. I'm really not this cocky. I promise you, I'm not.
He's so sweet, you guys.
Like a pack of trolleys.
Really? Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Sweet as fuck.
Really?
Sweet, bro.
In a good way, though. Mm-hmm. We're going to go into our first segment. And we're going to go into it randomly. So which pillar shall we visit first?
Pillars?
Oh, yeah, so, but real quick, I want to clarify, because a few people asked me after the first, like, introductory episode and everything, like, exactly what I was meaning, because let me tell you, I was high as shit, for one. That's just a theme with me, anytime I'm doing anything creatively, like.
It definitely helps.
And not saying that I need it to, you know, pump out something expression wise however, especially if I'm like in a mode of needing to channel things verbally, so to clarify for those that have asked and wondered, the motto and mission for Soul Script in a nutshell is KISSS. And I know a lot of people might have heard just the regular keep it simple stupid KISS acronym, possibly. Have you? Yeah, okay. So, the extra S is keep it simple and sacred, because it's just so many things, especially the things that I intend to focus on with this.
So there's three S's.
Yes, it's three S's.
Ooh, yeah. She fancy. She got an extra S.
I'm fancy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's emphasis on the S. My name is also Star, so it was just like personal. No. It's not four. I'm just. Anyway. No. Sacred. Like, the things I want to touch on with SoulScript, it has a lot to do with the things that we just lose touch with on a personal and interpersonal level with each other. So it's always nice to have dialogue about things, so to address where we're all fucking at. So there's the motto is KISSS, keep it simple, and sacred stupid. The simple part is because that's just the part of the formula for how I'm running this ship right now. If you can't already tell, like, everything about this is pretty much organic, and you know, like, I'm real transparent about the process with y'all as I can.
Period.
So that's the point. The point. So there's the KISS model, and then the pillars is just, how do I put it? The pillars just represent, like, the topics or whatever. There's the practical spirituality aspect shit that we tend to already be interested in and talk about on a day-to-day basis. A lot of people just don't realize it. Beyond shit like astrology as well. But there's also the holistic, you know, tips and shit, because I'm going to be talking to some people that I know that are in fitness and nutrition, you know, career paths for recipes and stuff, just for those that are interested in at least having something that they can do for themselves once a week, maybe. And then there's the sex shit, because it's just necessary. We have to fix our sex lives, okay?
Oh, wow. Are we doing that pillar today? Is that a pillar?
Yeah, every episode. Every episode, okay. There will be, it's like, it's not all, like, look, I'm the type, basically how I operate best when it comes to creative things and talking and everything is how, like, the formula that I'm putting into SoulScript, like, just really keep it shit simple, easy going, and, you know, just flowing, so that way it's like, you understand and you're part of the process. There's no pretentious shit going on over here. It's all just pure flow. So yeah, the sexuality aspect is definitely a pillar.
I mean, I don't mind it. It's just somebody be putting some people on blast. Alright, that's cool.
Oh man. He's prepared.
I don't name drop unless it's in a song, because you know, I mean, that's cool. And even then, I'll probably change the name.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know who you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and then the next pillar is the unity pillar or community. Yeah, just talking about how the ways we can strengthen that and the things that are going on locally and everything in our communities and shit like that. Events probably will be dropped there and different opportunities and shit like that that I come across in the in-between times of recording. And then there's the miscellaneous pillar, you know, just the neutrality, like the in-between talk, the shit talking, the cultural stuff, you know, those are the pillars. And we kiss at each pillar and keep it simple and sacred.
I thought you meant really kiss. Oh my gosh.
Oh. No, if you had, I talked about it very ambiguously in the first episode. Like, even many other cultures all over the world, and it's like just a custom thing when you're greeting somebody else, for one, or just anything, just to preserve that level of intimacy. That's what SoulScript is about. You kiss, like, you see it in a lot of different cultures. That's just their how they greet each other. Like,
they kiss on the cheek,
kiss on the cheek. Some cultures, you know, they got to kiss on the hand. Some people just kiss in general, especially if it's family. Like, it depends where you're at in the world. I've seen it in so many cultures. So, yeah, here we are in our Western world. We barely like to wave at each other.
Yeah.
So, I aim to, you know, keep it sacred in that way, too. So, those are the pillars. So, I guess we can start with the blasts and the sexting, since that seemed to have been a lingering spot. No, we can go there. Let's go. Let's dive deep into it.
See, Lupus just says, I don't sext. That's not
Lupus
a
what?
I don't sext. Hmm? That's not
a... You don't sext. Is that what you just said?
That's what I said.
Why are you laughing? Like, I was genuinely concerned.
I don't... Okay, so my thing... All right. So, if a female I'm talking to or have any relations with, she sends me a picture... Or any, I just lied. Never mind. I realized what I do. Do it.
Damn. Oh wow!
I did.
See, he's telling us. I mean, it's cool.
So if a female sends
check
me,
yourself
you know,
when you wreck yourself.
Of course, she sends me a paragraph and is like, "Yo, I don't even know what y'all do. Like, come over or you know, mm-hmm. go into a conversation like that." Mm-hmm. Depending on my situation, you know, if I'm talking to somebody, I respect that mm-hmm. boundary. I'm not gonna. Bounce from one person to another. I did do that mm-hmm. last year. Mm-hmm. But this year, you know, the past couple months, I'll say like the past 5 months, 6 months, we've been doing better. It's not like I'm fucking this person Monday, next person Tuesday, next person Wednesday. No, I've been.
I mean, you yeah. know.
I mean, the people who say, do that,
what,
I respect
look, to
that.
Quote the great Abel Tesfaye. Take pride in what you want. Well, never mind. You're not a girl. So I can't. I mean, it still applies, though. The quote was, take pride in what you want to do, even if that means a new man every night inside you. You know, that's the weekend we're talking about. So, of course, it's that, you know, level of things. But, it, you know, it's your prerogative. But
I'm
if you...
definitely own that shit. I was like, I'm a hoe. I own that shit. I own that. Like, if you text my bro right now,
pro
I can call
ho.
Him.
Pro ho. Hey. Pro ho.
Hey. Now, I will say, it did ruin, like, a lot of my close relationships, especially with females, because it was like, it always went to that thing, mm. where I was like, okay, dude is cool, shorty is cool. Now I find ourselves in a situation where things pop off, and they want more.
I'm
than,
sorry,
you know,
I just want to emphasize the background. To go along with this topic right now, just because the vocals
back
that is pretty shit,
but
continue.
They would want more than they wanted more than I was willing to offer. Mm-hmm. So that, of course, strained certain relationships. Mm-hmm. But now it's not like that. I'm pretty. To myself now.
So what we're talking about here is growth through what? Sexual exploration?
I mean, you have no choice when you know this is a little.
So let's okay, but okay, so then let's be
I got a little
because I know story. Everybody has their opinions on what it even means to be pro-ho or just be about that life. And I mean, I feel like there's sides, honestly, because
I mean, I feel like there's a right way to do it and a wrong way. I definitely
yeah, it's
it
all in the way.
Way
you go about things.
I definitely
period.
Did the wrong way entirely. I own
it's
up to that.
All in the way you go about things, like happy, graceful, at least.
See, I feel like as a guy, if you're gonna be a hoe. Let the people know, like, yo, this is what it is. Like, I'm here for this. Do that all in, like, the, you know, the texting stage before you even get to Shorty's house. Let that all be known there. So, one, you're not wasting gas. She's not getting ready for no reason. Like, let that all be known there. Like, yo, I'm coming over to fuck, right? Like, just put it out there. If she says no.
No, do this. Please do these things.
Then you know to stay at the crib.
I mean,
but,
like.
But with me, I went about it as. I was with a female, right? We were definitely together. I cheated on her. Got another female pregnant. Mm. You know, situations happened. Things transpired. And me and said female, there's a certain strain on our relationship. Yeah, we talked. Like, you know, I just talked to her yesterday, actually. Mm-hmm. But you can tell it's not the same. There's always a level of discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on me. Because before we even got into relationship, I wasn't clear with what I wanted. I made her think, okay, we're this type of thing. When in my head, it wasn't that. And I was going around, you know, like I said earlier, fucking this girl on Monday, next girl on Tuesday, next girl on Wednesday. Oh, yeah, I was out here. Oh, yeah.
It was really out here. I'm really out here, my nigga.
I was out here, you know? I was. But okay. Yeah, so I think I learned from that.
Definitely. Transparency, guys.
That's what my music is about. That's what I'm about. You gotta be clear with your people. Oh, when they pay tickets, I want them to know who they're gonna go see.
Ooh.
But yeah.
That's a very strong ethic to have.
So yeah. So all my men who wanna be hoes or being hoes right now, keep it a buck with Shorty, cause you'll definitely save so much drama. I could have saved so much drama. And issues and
but let's really dig deeper then, because it's like, all right, let's say, because everybody, I mean, of course, nobody wants to deal with some iffy shit or whatever. I mean, correct myself, because I've met some willingly stupid people
mm-hmm.
when it comes to relationships and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and what they tolerate and deal with willingly. However, generally, I feel like, you know, most people at heart, they know that they don't want to be involved with anything or anybody that just, what's the word I'm looking for? Makes them degrade themselves or feel like they're being degraded in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So, or being at risk of not trusting the other person in any way. So, like, let's talk about capabilities, though.
Okay.
And how realistic we can be or need to be, for real. More people need to be more realistic on how capable they are with keeping it that transparent. Because I don't keep it real. Pro-ho over here, too. Pro-ho. Been through my thing. I was in a relationship myself. Yeah, I'm gonna put my sense. My guest here being so goddamn see-through and everything. It's only right. I was in a relationship myself. And ultimately, how I express myself and my sexuality and how that translates into what I guess what is not now known as my love languages and stuff.
Yeah.
That's hella important.
It's like 5 of them, actually.
Shit. There's more love languages, and then there's different forms of love, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a whole other topic, a whole other episode, quite frankly. But, truly my sensuality, sexuality, and my needs based off of is... It played a role in how things ended and how I guess, translated my own self-worth at the end of a relationship or towards the end of our relationship. And that was, like, a long-term relationship. So, like, I would say, of course, yes, you need to be as upfront as possible. But I think first there's a... Like, to even open that doorway and everything, you have to first be transparent again and saying, like, knowing that you are even in any type of exploration of yourself in a sexual way when you're dealing with somebody, whether it's emotional attachment or not, you know, like, just, hey, this is where I'm at. I don't know where we're going or what the fuck is going on or whatever. I know we're fucking. That's what I know, but this is what comes with that, because, I mean, we all know, like, sexual exchanges and shit, you absorb each other, all that.
You know why stuff. I think people don't talk about it like that?
Why?
I know for me, and this is, again, really putting myself out there, with my ex, it was more so, like, we were fucking. It was obvious emotional interest in there. She wanted more. I was like, nah, it's all good. Like, let's keep it here.
Nah. I'm sorry.
And that's not to put her on blast. It was just, the love, you know. And I was still doing my thing outside of that. And it was, I probably just told him myself. I'm pretty sure I told her I wasn't. And I just told, anyway.
Woo! It's hot.
I'm pretty sure she knew because when I was with her, I got somebody else pregnant. So at that point, I'm pretty sure she connected with Dot. She's a really smart girl. But I mean, to get back to the story, I think I should have sat her down at some point and say, yo, I really want to do this. This is what I'm doing. But I didn't because it was more so like I wanted my cake and I wanted to eat it too, you know? Mm-hmm. I wanted her and she was there for me through a lot of ups and downs. And she mm-hmm. supported me. She was a whole wife in a sense. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't ready for a wife. Mm-hmm. But I wanted a wife to show off as a wife.
Oh, a major killer. Oh.
Yeah, and
This is what I was trying to get at when I was saying let's dig deeper there with what we're capable of or how transparent we're capable of actually being. Because a lot of times that you find when you start getting into these like entanglements with people like on like an intimate level, no matter what the range of your dynamic is, it's like something you just get exposed to yourself basically. You get exposed to yourself the deeper and deeper. So, I don't care what type of lesson you're going through or what type of relationship you've had with whoever's listening, even you, like, it doesn't, what the major theme is always going to be is what you are supposed to be taking away from it in order for you to become that better person in all aspects of self. So that you can exist peacefully in intimate relationships.
That shit was clutch.
So, what was clutch?
I don't want to blast her like that, but hey, it was a lot going on at that point.
I mean,
she had that wet. Like, that shit was A1. I'm not trying to big her up, but like, child. Woo, I'm going to get so much heat for this, yo. But yeah,
I tend to bring it out of us.
It was so much going on. Like, mm-hmm. I did some people dirty during that time period. This is all like within the span of a year and a half, bro. Not even a year and a half. It was like more, I give it 11 months. Mm-hmm. I was working at Bush as a supervisor. This was like 2016. Mm-hmm. Me and her started dating 2017. Yeah, 2017. Mm-hmm. March 2017. And from like 2016 to motherfucking the beginning of 2018. Not the end of 2018, bro. It was just back and forth. I was jumping from her, was with her, then I wasn't with her.
Scandalous.
I was like messing with Shorty.
Oh my
Shorty
gosh.
Pregnant. I went back to her like, y'all know Shorty's pregnant, but it was a whole bunch of shit going on.
But see what happens though, like,
that was all on me though. That all could have been avoided had I been up front.
Exactly. When you see,
and I got my karma for it too. I definitely got my karma.
When you learn that you are, like, the level of self-accountability that you ought to have when it comes to, like, how you express yourself sexually and everything and how that plays out in your close relationships and everything, you see, I mean, obviously, in all relationships, communication is, like, can make or break, but it's not mm-hmm. even just you talking. It's not even just you talking about things. It's how you actually get along in the meantime of these growth spurts or ways of expression and exploration or just even fucking like mood swings where I don't feel like talking to you or I don't feel like fucking you. Like, it's important.
I never got into that movie. I got into the one where I was like, I don't want to talk to nobody. But the whole I don't feel like fucking you, I don't know, bro. I'm always down for a little cheek clapping, you feel me? Shit, sometimes we'll be like, yo, sit on my...
We're about to move on. Because this whole damn episode will fucking end up being about this shit.
Next topic. Oh, I'm gonna get so much shit for that.
Why would you be getting so much shit, though?
Because I'm a very private open person. Mm-hmm. I'm an oxymoron to like the T, where I love my privacy, but I'm also open. As you see, you probably know that about me. Mm-hmm. But I'm open. If you ask me, I'll tell you because I learned from it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think even she knew what was really going on. The whole picture she probably put together of me confirming it.
Do you think she would hear this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Because it's you.
You know, I've been blessed to meet a lot of females who, no matter what I do, they always support me. I definitely took advantage of that in most of the relationships I've been in with them. So it's to the point now where, like,
you put that in your music.
Yeah. They're there for me. Like, I'm pretty sure if I was dying right now, or if I was in a car accident and I called her, mm-hmm. she'd be there or get some way to be there, and she'd open her house to me, you know? But she's like that, and I'm blessed to even do that. So, she's definitely going to hear it.
Hey, Shorty. Hope you well, doing well out there. Well, maybe this is like your opportunity to purge that out there.
Go Shorty in the song.
I mean, yeah, I was about to say, I'm sure you already have that.
Oh, wait for the mixtape.
Moment,
but wait for the mixtape.
You know, oh. So tell us things.
About the mixtape?
Yeah.
I don't want to give you a release date because it's already been pushed back so many times. Mm-hmm. But on this one, for those of you who are familiar with me and those who aren't, I put out two mixtapes already. The first one was in high school. Mm-hmm. That one you can look up on DatPiff. MZ was my first name. MZ Just Listen. And that was just me rapping. I was in high school. Other people rapped. I just wanted to show off. In the bars a week, I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
The bars aren't.
Why you have to? He got so.
Because I wanted to defend myself. Like,
yes, like
I had to.
You had to sit up straight. Like, wait a minute. Get on square.
So, in my personal opinion, the first two mixtapes, the first one I put out as a different name, the bars are better because I'm just focused on rapping. Mm-hmm. Now, the second one everybody probably knows you from is KMC, Keep Me Complicated. Mm-hmm. That one is also on DatPiff. Just look up Lupus, Keep Me Complicated. That one was, I was in a spot of depression. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I noticed on social media people get depression and they kick it away. I don't know how they do that. I respect them for it. I'm going to reserve my personal opinions on it. But with me, I live with depression daily. And at that point in time, it was really, really, really bad. I tried to kill myself twice. God wasn't, whoever's up there, wouldn't let me do it. So I had to purge all my feelings out. I literally wrote the whole mixtape, probably in like 2 or 3 months. And actually, it's an expanded copy on my phone and my producer's phone that y'all probably never hear. Y'all are probably
give
never
me the goods!
Hear. But yeah,
I need all the exclusives.
So this one
exclusive. Okay.
I want to put two and two together, you know? Mm-hmm. My rapping ability has definitely stepped up because I feel like it was subpar in the last one because I was focused on my message. Mm-hmm. This one, I kind of want to do both. And it definitely shows. The beats are better. Mm-hmm. The bars are better. It's all around better, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish I could
play. We can't wait to hear.
It should. Give me 2 months. 2 months. Because everything's already written. I just got to go record it, mix it, and boom. We should be done.
Well, you know where to come.
If not in 2 months, it'll be out by the summer.
Out, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really, actually, I highly endorse going to listen to this man's music before the new mixtape comes out.
Oh yeah, so you definitely that way should do that. I tied them all together.
You exactly have a more cohesive. It's always important to do that when you are, you know, getting to know any like new artists. I feel like I do that shit when I'm like just getting to new artists. I'm like, okay, let me go back. What else do they have?
I mean,
what have they done, or you know, how have they progressed, whatever, with different style? Because you just never know, like. I just personally feel like you can hear the journey in an artist's music.
Definitely can.
Like, no, whether that's just on a production level or that's just on a, like, inner level of inner journey, like, technical skill, all that, you can tell. So it's important to do your research.
I mean, the good thing about me, though, is I'm always going to give back to my day one fans. And those are the people who have been rocking since high school, which all 12 of you. I mean, the mixtape itself got plenty of views and, you know, plays and stuff. But I can point to 12 people who can quote lyrics from that mixtape. And they'll definitely hear those same lyrics on this one. Because I can't give you all the information, but I definitely tied them all together. There's definitely, like, certain bars you won't get unless you listen to the past two mixtapes. But if it's your first listen on me, you're still going to enjoy it regardless. But it gains more importance if you're, you know, if you do your research.
Much respect to the artistry.
I feel like I owe that to y'all, because I wouldn't be here without y'all. So. I just want to give back to y'all, man. I just, you know, y'all niggas.
Oh, group hug.
Oh, y'all, man.
No, I can't wait to hear it, though. I'm still going to go all the way back because I haven't heard you that very first
time. Hey, that one, I'm telling you right now. Oh. I recorded in a garage.
Oh, man, that's the best. Okay.
It's raw as fuck. Like, you can hear clicks and, you know, jackets. And, yeah, it's raw, but the music is there. Mm-hmm. You can enjoy the music. It's definitely there. The voice might be, like, way too fucking loud on some songs. And I'm yelling in your ear. But the bars are there, bro.
Well, can't wait. We're definitely going to have you back on here whenever it comes out.
I just thought about that whole mixtape again. I was off beat, like, 75% of it. I suck at advertising my own music.
It's okay. Look, don't talk to me about being sucking at advertising. What?
You never seen, 22 Jump Street? 21?
Oh, maybe like twice. Maybe that's why.
Dude was like, my name Jeb.
I'm trying to remember that part.
They gotten high. Anyway.
I'm really trying to remember that part.
I think it was the second one. It's a Weefy. The drug they were trying to get. Dude got real, real high. He was trying to put his friend's tongue back in his mouth.
I'm trying to remember. Bro,
you gotta watch it again, man.
I have to.
That's a funny movie.
I'm pretty sure I was probably higher both times I seen it anyway. So
that makes it better.
Yeah. Anyway, so I want to touch on the community aspect. Well, first we'll address your community aspect. That came out kind of wrong, but yeah, you just had a show, right?
Yeah.
That was your first one?
Technically, no, but as a serious artist, yes. Because when I was in college, I performed at a talent show. So that was my first one, technically. Actually, no. I auditioned for one in high school. And we didn't get it because, you know, everybody on stage wasn't prepared. But I ain't gonna blast nobody. But yeah,
blast
I could have had
blast them, blast them.
Nah, bro, because we cool now, so it's all good. But
bring out the cannon. My man was cannon earlier.
My man. So we had it was a little cipher. I had a little group in high school. We had a cipher. Everybody had their parts memorized. We went up there. This one dude had a notepad. Because he had just finished writing his bars. Went up there, rapped it, still messed up. You had the notepad in your hand, bro. And still messed up. Not only that, but we had made two separate beats, right? One was an instrumental, and it was looped all the way through, prepared and everything. We put it through the lab and everything so it could be extended to the proper time for all of us. This man said, nah, let's use the original. The original is short by 2 minutes. So we're on stage. I rap my part. I think I went second. It was my man's. I can't say his name, but it was my man's. Then it was me, and then the dude went. And then we're all good. And then the next guy went. This is my homie Rosetta. He's actually one of the rappers locally that makes me better. Like he pushes my pen to be better. I have no choice but to be better when I rap with him.
Dude is just
that nice. But he went last, and on his verse, I want to say like 16 bars in, the beat stopped and replayed. But there was a good 15 second window where it was just like quiet as fuck, like, all right, bro, you killing it. All right, do it again. Awkward. Like, bro. So yeah, we needless to say, we didn't get that audition.
That's where knowing how to do improvising and shit comes in handy.
Yeah, we didn't know all that yet at that point. So
yeah, I assume you know.
Excuse me. But yeah, Coast to Coast was my official first show as an artist because I really started taking rap seriously like a year ago. Mm-hmm. It'll be a year ago, March, whenever I put out my mixtape.
He's a new boo boo.
Yeah.
A new booty.
So, no, we don't do that. But yeah, it was dope though. It was a lot of people showed me. The best part of it was my legs were shaking. The drive up there, the time I'm waiting to hear my name called, they just wouldn't move. I got into the building, talked to the DJ dude, got my little tag, the set artist and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I was waiting for my name to get called. I remember I was posted like a good 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I could not get my legs to move. I was that nervous. But as soon as he called my name, I went up there, did my thing. I'm looking at the audience as I'm rapping, and they're like, nodding their heads, waving me, you know, cheering me on and shit. I had them waving their hands. One girl called me. It was this one girl. I forgot her name. I told her I would text her and we can link and, you know, work on some music. She went up there and performed herself. But she was in the front row. And she was like, okay, J. Cole, I hear you. Like, bro, what? That was the biggest boost of confidence I ever heard in my life. Granted, the first line of the song was in 1995. Mm-hmm. 1995, I arrived, like the 1985 song. Yeah. So granted, that might have been why she said it, but that doesn't matter. When you're on stage and somebody calls you J. Cole and that's one of your biggest idols, bro, I'm gone. I'm revved up now. I'm about to kill it.
No, I seen the footage. You did really good.
Yeah, man.
For sure. Especially kudos, you know, on the crowd participation and everything.
I'm actually going on Roma's next Wednesday, this Wednesday. And I'm doing an open mic night. There's two of them?
I don't know
either.
Where are you going?
I don't know, nigga. I'll let you know when I find out. Shit. My manager was just like, yo, Roma's does open mic nights if you want to do, you know, something over here. And I said, all right, bet. I want to do like a little acapella joint because I feel like that's my strength.
My first open mic was at a Roma's Cafe in Tulsa.
I think that might be it, actually.
That was my very first time I performed poetry. It was there. I think I performed it really like 2 or 3 times. Yeah. If anybody remembers Postella, that was that time. Very revolutionary time for me personally. Yeah. The crowd was very warm crowd, intimate crowd. Because I used to always go there just to study and chill and get their chai tea lattes. So fucking good.
I love crowds like that.
Their chai tea is so good.
I just, with me, I want to build a family. And I think I definitely did that at the past show. I'm trying to do that with every single show. Get to an intimate level.
There you go.
Because the last one, I left and I got off the stage and everybody was dapping me up like, yo, that was good.
There you go.
My manager actually gave a radio host one of my CDs. So, there's that. This one, I just want to do the same thing. And since it is an open mic night, I imagine it's going to be a smaller crowd. People are going to be right there with you. I want to do that shit, bro.
So, you definitely need to, I mean, I know you probably will, but, you know, stay in touch and everything. Because I know Party with a Purpose. Party with a Purpose. Every Wednesday. Over in, I believe, San Virginia Beach. Is it Virginia Beach? Don't look. I gotta look at the flyer again. Shout out to Alana Parker and her partner, R.A.L. They do this every Wednesday, and they give all the proceeds to charity. I actually just seen yesterday that the donations that they're going to be giving from now forward, you know, until whenever it's cool, I guess, cleared or whatever, giving proceeds to those who are affected by the government shutdown, like those families that are in need.
Oh, so everybody.
So.
We are suffering some way or another.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very true. That's why I was like, yo, props. Because some people, like, some people are out here acting like it doesn't matter. And I'm not even, listen, look, I got all the conspiracy, that, it's not, for one, I don't even call the shit that I know conspiracy, because it's not a conspiracy if it can be proven, for one.
Facts.
But two, we know what's true and what's not, but we also know, like, reality is reality. People lean on this particular entity, corporation, for shit. And we all need shit. Period.
Do we have time to talk about Trump? Because I wanna dig in his ass.
Talk about Trump?
Yes, bro.
We got about 10 minutes.
So look, right.
And that'll be our closing in, because
it won't even take me that long. People who know me know I don't get into politics. I've always avoided that subject. One, because I'm ignorant as fuck when it comes to that, and I think I'm man enough to admit when I'm ignorant to certain subjects. And politics just never interested me at all. It was
pilot tricks.
Always a bunch of, it seemed like magic tricks to me. I promise you one thing, but then when I get elected, I'll give you like 12% of what I promised you. And that goes for every single president, including Obama. I hate to say it, but the man promised us so much.
You don't hate to say it. Truth is,
truth. What did he actually do? I'm gonna let y'all think on that. However, in my 23 years of life, I've never been more cognizant of a president until Obama became elected. And now we have Trump. And I've been on social media paying attention to what he says and does. And of course, I've dug into the comments, you know, looked at what people say. And of course, there's always a Trump and Obama comparison. One thing I just wanted to say, Obama did shut down the government. People forget that. But his is only 17 days. You can Google that, whatever you got to do, prove
government
it.
Government shutdowns happen more often than niggas act like.
Exactly.
This shit is like a routine threat, okay, every time there's a new president, so.
The only reason it's so big is because of social media. They exactly. Pump it up so you know.
It's always going to be something, because that's just, if you really know how they operate in that system, then you know, there's no surprise to why that even happens.
Which, I've actually educated myself, and I'm a lot more educated than you niggas think. I just don't talk a lot. But, so, Obama did shut it down for 17 days. Trump, however, we're on day, I want to say 28 or 29 of a government shutdown. Not only that, but, yeah, I want to say 29. 28, my bad. Not only that, but, you know, recently Trump invited the Clemson Tigers, I want to say, to the White House. And he served them McDonald's. Now, I don't want to get into people's pockets and stuff like that. But, you know, when a certain team wins a championship nationally, you treat them to McDonald's? That doesn't sit well with me at all. When Obama did it, you could see it was motherfucking crystal candles in that bitch. That nigga did it up. Now,
done it up.
I get it. It's two different presidents. One was born into politics, one came from business, was a reality star, wasn't meant to be president, period. Cool.
That shit was written, yo. That's all I'm saying.
All I want to say pretty much is this, you know, before you make comparisons to these two presidents, actually do your homework and look at what they've done, you know? Don't just ride the bandwagon, because when you ride in the bandwagon, you get people like Trump elected. That's the only reason he's here. Because y'all wanted to see some fuckery in the office. Now you've got it. Now you want to complain. You can't keep doing that, bro.
Not even just that. It's just so fucking, like, there is that too. And I also just feel like, shit, this goes into my whole alchemical ass. But, like, that whole as above, so below shit is, like, as far as long as people are giving, like, willingly giving a lot of their conscious attention to things that they know, things that just ultimately dig our hole deeper, which is a lot of the things that Trump is for.
He's for building walls. You misspoke. He wants to build walls. Hey, yo, that's
listen, okay.
How much he raised.
No, my OG sent me something. Hold up. She
he's raised
something.
Almost five. y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but last time I checked, it was almost $5 billion.
Let's listen to this real quick, and I'm going to close it because this is, we're running out of time, but
on a wall, bro.
Whole post.
But when niggas want to get water for Flint, y'all can't raise half a million. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, okay, so I had already known about the fact that his presidency was, like, some orchestrated type shit.
Yeah.
Experimental.
That's why
type shit.
Here, bro.
So, I'm going to DM you this, but basically, my OG has sent me earlier. It's this post. Somebody goes into detail with all the receipts, screenshots, dates, all that, proving this was written, proving that this was all set up. Even Obama was, honestly, but we're not gonna get into that.
You got to if you're going to go at Trump. You gotta go both sides.
No, it's not even a side. There's no sides. It's all the same. That's my thing. It's all the fucking same. All
the
same.
I don't think political parties even exist anymore, to be honest with you.
Exactly. It's all the same. When you understand what they are representative of, it's not even a government for one. For one. For two, the people that you think are answering to this certain power or level of power is like a whole web of shit that goes on. That is why a lot of people get turned away from even trying to study it for themselves, and how all those papers and laws and enactments and bullshit as bills and stuff work or whatever. And like, people don't want to do all that footwork and shit for themselves because they, like, we inherently know it's a clusterfuck of shit.
Talk your shit.
We already know that. So okay, even trying to appeal to the fact that we should be looking in that direction for some type of support, guidance, or anything like that. Like, come on, yo. It's a basic fact. Like, everybody knows. Not even on no super woke shit. Like, you can't trust in any type of system that was set up for you to be basically a victim of. Or just die from, period.
Miss Lauren Badu talking.
So
I'm here for it.
I'm just saying, stop doing the middleman shit by even giving, like, even participating in these types of conversations that
not
we
even
know.
Doing the middleman shit.
No, I'm just saying. No, that's, I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying, like, as far as what you were talking, like, how people basically chose this is because of that. Stop participating in that shit. Because in order for there to even be some sort of a party, you have to participate.
But I think politics is more of a brand. You know what? That's a whole different conspiracy. Not conspiracy, because I can prove it. But that's more of a whole different theory. But yeah, parties are a brainwashing aspect. They put so many commercials and shit in your head. So when it comes time to voting, you have one name in your head because you've seen that name everywhere. So if you're 18 years old, this is your first time voting. Exactly. Like, it's like a popularity contest, for real.
This is chess, not checkers.
You go into the booth, you're 18 years old going to the booth. I don't know nobody here, but I know that name Trump. Mm. Now you got Trump as your president, and now you're like paying attention, like, oh shit, I voted for this nigga. Brainwashing, bro.
That's a whole. I'm actually, to close this out, I'm going to put out a little message for anybody who might be interested. Getting a new schedule / daily routine for myself or whatever. Or weekly routine, rather. That is more incorporative of SoulScript. So, if you have the time or interest to be a part of any type of conference calls, just hit me up because I am about to be coordinating that. And some of them will be recorded as conversations and episodes for this shit too. So, yeah, if you're interested, if you have facts or information, unpopular opinions or anything to share, and you want to do it more so in a group setting without having to go through, you know, like being like, you know, and like maybe some sort of like video call or something like that, or even trying to be in person, whatever, just the way of technology, we can just have phone conference calls, and I'll record some of them with the consent of whoever participates. So there'll be that. Look out for me posting about that. real soon. I'm trying to get the technical shit together. But, yeah, for right now,
that's all right. Wait, I got one more thing to say.
Oh, okay.
And for those of you who are at the Richmond show, you've already heard this, but I am the king of the 757. Oh. I'm the motherfucking alpha.
Oh, shit.
I am Lupus, nigga.
Oh.
I take a nap here.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. That was me. Okay. We're going to see what life brings. What do you even say after some shit like that? Like, you just kind of hit a mic drop moment. Like, I can't even close out the rest of the fucking episode now. Like, I can't. I mean, I could, but it's just like. Alright, so see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. I love you guys. Stay great and stuff. Are you gonna say bye? Alright, no.